The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. People who ask me how I started going to Haiti aren't satisfied unless I make up something that sounds deep, some undeniable sign of a life change, some saintly urge to heal the world. You can't just think, I wonder what Haiti is like, and go see. Why Haiti? Why not? The first time I went there was in 1995. I had a suitcase and the address of a group of Haitian nuns in the countryside, outside the town of Pandiasu, not terribly far from the Dominican border. And please, don't tell me that boring factoid about how you can see the line between the two countries from the air because the Haitian side is so deforested. Because I've flown all over this country, and I've seen plenty of lines on the ground that mark the boundaries of ecological devastation, and nobody ever seems to get all tisk-tisk about that. The nuns at Pandiasu weren't what I expected. The leader was perhaps in her 40s, and none of the others seemed older than 30. According to their religious view, Jesus was a peasant, so you followed Jesus when you pursued a peasant livelihood and used your skills and opportunities to strengthen the ways peasant communities can be self-determined and self-sustaining. I was the sole occupant of a guest house adjoining the main convent. I'd awake before dawn to the sound of the sisters drumming and singing in the chapel, music at the intersection of Afrobeat and Gregorian chant. And during the hour or so that they sang, I took a cold bucket shower, swept my room with a straw broom, and wrote a few pages or added an inch to the sock I was knitting. When the music stopped, I swept the big covered porch where we ate and set the table for breakfast, which was usually spaghetti and a single tiny cup of coffee. Most mealtime conversations seemed directed towards a single purpose, to laugh until your sides hurt and tears stream down your cheeks. You can laugh that hard without having any idea what people are saying because it starts to be pretty funny that you don't know what's going on. During a breathless lull, someone might try to explain the joke to me. Renise got on a motorcycle and almost wiped out in the mud. Lorraine set a basin of juice on the ground and the dog almost drank from it. It wasn't the story, it was the telling that was so funny. Sometimes I could recognize when a story was on its sixth repetition, making everyone laugh six times as hard. After each meal, we carried water to the big blue table and washed the dishes. I really don't like doing dishes, so I'm efficient about it. When I wiped off the first drinking glass in a flash and reached for another, someone casually took up the one I'd set down and dried it as it was supposed to be dried, the way I dried every cup, knife, strainer, and rice platter ever after, with many rhythmic swirls seeking moisture in every contour. I had to learn how to dry dishes without thinking about what I would do next. During the day, I did what the sisters did, washed a lot of laundry by hand, ironed with a charcoal iron, sliced mangoes to dry and package and sell, went to the market, walked hills and trails to visit people and have bewildering conversations. Most of the time, I had a little clue what was going on, felt dumb and disconnected, and wanted to go home. But every evening when the dishes were done, we sang and danced, and I went to sleep feeling like I belonged enough to make it through another day. I never returned to Pandiasu after the month I spent there. I've heard it's become a little paradise. Reforestation, ponds, experiments in agriculture, artisans making jewelry and pottery. I've returned to Haiti many times, though, and have been credited with many lofty reasons for this, even though my secret agenda is to learn how to talk well enough to tell a good joke. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.